10.
Okay, good morning. Welcome back to our Shabbos class, Shabbos Kodesh class learning post Yom Tov. Nefer Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, Rav Shimshon Pinka. So, on the top of page 9, and we did this in depth already over a number of weeks, we have three halachos regarding Kabbalah Shabbos. One is they shall wash their garments. This is based on Parshas Yisro, Perek Yates. We looked at the Pesukim inside. One is they shall wash their garments. Two is you shall be ready for the third day. And three is Moshe brought the people out to greet God. There's a special halacha to go out and greet the Shechina. So, we are on the top of page 10. Spent some time talking about those three halachos. Last time we looked at the Rambam and we saw some different aspects of Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. The third halacha is to go out and greet the Shabbos. Bo'u ve'netze lekras kala. Come out, let us go to greet the kala. And remember, we said, interestingly, the Rambam says the earlier sages would gather their talmidim on Erev Shabbos and don their cloaks and say, come, let us go and greet Shabbos the king. So it's a couple, well, he spoke about that Shabbos is described as a king and both as a queen, but certainly it's this idea of royalty when Shabbos comes. So you don your cloak, let us go out and greet the king. Our generation is not accustomed to doing this. If we would go out on the streets as they are today, it is not Shabbos we would find there, which is true with the decline of morality in society. If we would go out into the streets, we would not find Shabbos, we would not find Kedusha, but nevertheless we can and we should find the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Malchus of Shabbos within our home. So it's not like we're living in Sfas in the 1500s and in the purity and the Kedusha of Eretz HaKodesh, and you could go out into the hills and you could greet the Shabbos, but we have to make sure that our homes are appropriate for Shabbos. So I just want to quote, we have finished this section where we talk about Hashem and Shabbos, not Hashem, but I should say Shabbos specifically as the king. So I just want to quote from Rabbi Sachs in the Koren Siddur. So he comments on one of the Kapitach of Tehillim, one of the Mizmorim that we say as part of Kabbalah Shabbos, Tfilas Kabbalah Shabbos. So we say Mizmor, it's a Kapitel, Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash, Sing to Hashem a new song, Kinif Oso, so he has worked wonders. So Rabbi Sachs writes, in this celebratory song, King David, David Melech, describes redemption in the vivid image of a royal arrival. We begin Shir Chadash. So a royal arrival, it's describing the Chatzosos, you have trumpets, you have the voice of the shofar, you will blast them before the Melech Hashem. The seas will tremble and all that are in it. The king who is a judge and a deliverer is about to come. So this is in the ultimate redemption. Hashem was the king. Hashem was the deliverer. Hashem is the redeemer. Will come. But note that we say this also on Shabbos because it doesn't only describe our experience in the end of days, but also describes our experience with Shabbos. The trumpets sound a clarion to announce the entrance of Hashem. A roar is heard, not just from the assembled people, but from the universe itself. When Shabbos comes in, the universe, so to speak, roars. The sea, the earth, the rivers, and the mountains. This is to Hillam Tzadi Ches. All herald his coming with joy. They know when he sits in judgment, so Hashem is the judge, Hashem is the king, he will resolve all disputes with equity. With equality, Hashem will resolve disputes. But we see this idea that when the king comes, the heavens trembles, the elements tremble, the people tremble, there are shofar blasts. We are getting ready quite literally to greet the king, and this is how we have to make sure we are ready for Shabbos in our day and our time. I don't know if anyone along with me has been working on bringing in Shabbos a little bit earlier, or if you are already doing it or you're working on it, so now we change the clocks. It's going to be really, I said to my husband last night, I said, oh, Shabbos today is 5:20 for me. I said, meaning today, because it's 5:33, so I have to go back 10 minutes. Four, next week it's going to be
4:25.
Yes.
So the first time I said I'm going to do a minute early, like no okay. expectations. I had company at Shabbos, they came late, I split a minute late.
What happened?
I had company, sleepover company for Shabbos, and they came late. And then, of course, I had to like be polite and like welcome them. So I was a minute late, 9 minutes.
Okay, it's okay.
So,
Mitzvah.
And next week's parasha. This week's parasha is Noach. Next week's parasha is Lech Lecha. No, in 2 weeks, in Vayera. And Parak Yud Ches of Bereshis, which you so nicely and graciously left on the table. Thank you, Tisko Mitzos. Avram Avinu is sitting at the entrance to his tent, and he's getting ready to welcome guests. There are no guests, so who comes to visit him? Because he feels very upset that he's not doing Chesed Arachim. Hashem. But he is so pained by not having guests that Hashem sends three angels in the disguise of men to come greet him. And he is so excited that Vayar, Vayarat, the Krasmi Pesach Ohel, the Ishtachvu. And he is so excited, he bows down and he meets them and he says, Adonai Alna Ta'avor Me'alav Decha. Who is he talking to when he says that? Is he saying to the guests, please do not pass to the next next 10, stay here? Or is he saying to Hashem, who is in the middle of talking to, please stay here? So it's a machokas. There are those who say this way, that he was saying to the guests, please stay in my tent, don't go to the next tent. But there are those who say he was talking to the Shekhinah, and he was saying, Hashem, I think in fact, this doesn't have Unkos. I think in fact, Unkos says that it is the Shekhinah. What he's saying is, I have to go greet the guests. You have to wait, Hashem. And Chazal learned out from here, Gadol hachnasas archem mikabals pnei Shekhinah.
I feel much better.
The whole class was worth it for that. No, I'm not joking. So it's amazing that the decision you made to put your guest first is based in the actions of Avraham Avinu. Mama says, I'll say, isn't that amazing? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, page 10, focusing on greeting Hashem. Why is it that we have the special halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos, greeting the Shabbos? When you think about it, we don't have the mitzvah of being mekabel other mitzvahs. We do the mitzvah. You should see any much on a mezuman, maybe you get ready. But the mitzvah comes and you do the mitzvah. There are two kinds of mitzvahs. The majority of mitzvahs, such as eating matzah, putting on tefillin, I guess you could say taking lulav and esrog, fall into the first category. What is that? You fulfill the mitzvah. The main focus is that you must do what Hashem commanded. So if you have a question about the halacha, how you should fulfill, make sure you, as you do what Hashem said. But there is another kind of mitzvah. Three times a year, shalosh panim b'shana, yera'eh kol zechurcha es p'nei adon. Three times a year, all your males shall appear before Hashem your God in the place where makom asher yivchar. So this is the mitzvah to be olol l'ragel. This is the mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash. We do not have this anymore, although at least one person at the table was zochah to be in Eretz Yisrael this Yom Tov. I don't know about anybody else, but we had a mitzvah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash to go up, to leave your town. In fact, I was just listening to Shira on my way to Brooklyn the other day, Rav Shai Shachter, and he said, in Eretz Yisrael, when do they start saying Mashu Furuch Umarit Hagash? No, I'm sorry. They all start saying Mashu Furuch at the same time. When do they start saying?
A week after Yantif.
They're saying Talmud Rebecha 2, not a week.
2 weeks.
Right. Zion Cheshvan, why 2 weeks? So he said, what does the day mean? He said, quote, nothing. Zion Cheshvan means, he said, nothing. It has no significance at all, except that it was from the person who lived farthest from Makom HaMishkan would take, Chazal calculated, how long will it take that person to get back home? 2 weeks to get back home, and therefore they said after 2 weeks, otherwise really you should change. Here in America, by the way, he said we start December 4th, some years December 5th. He said, why? He said, nobody knows why. He said, interesting, the Rabbi Avad Yosef has a whole tshuva trying to figure out why we switch on December 4th or December 5th. Really, it should be at the same time as we switch the Mashu Baruch and Maragashim. But my point is about the Olah L'Regel. We know that this time of year you left your homes, and sometimes it was a big tircha. It takes 2 weeks to get there. You go up to the Beis HaMikdash. It might take 2 weeks to get home, but that's a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? In order to see Hashem's presence. Oh, you go to see Hashem, so to speak, and you are seen by Him. Here, fulfilling the mitzvah is more than just doing as Hashem commanded. It is actually greeting. It is actually greeting and receiving Hashem's presence. It is a personal relationship with Hashem. So it's not just doing the mitzvah. It's not just being mafrishcha. It's not just taking lulav and esrog. It's not just eating the matzah, which we should try and make, of course, into a spiritual experience with kavana. But with Shabbos, there's a different aspect. With the shalosh regalim, there's a different aspect. That is, you are quite actually greeting the Shekhinah. So when we are lighting Shabbos, you know, it's a minute early, or if our guests are on time, or 3 minutes early, or 5 minutes early, or 10 minutes early, we have to understand that we're greeting Hashem. Why? Because you have a personal relationship with Hashem. So I'm going to quote, because he talks about this personal relationship with Hashem, from actually this is a Sefer of Rav Shimshon Pinkas also. It's called Moedei Hashana on Elul and Rosh Hashanah. So here he talks about what it means to have a personal relationship with Hashem. It's very beautiful. Okay. So we all know the famous pasuk, Kol Amar Hashem, Zacharti L'Chesed Nu'Rayach. We actually have a poster of this in our sukkah. I don't know if anybody else does. It's like camels walking on the sand. Zacharti L'Chesed Nu'Rayach, Ahavas Kelul Osayach. I remember the chesed of your youth, the love when you were my kala, Lachtach Acharei B'Midbar B'Eretz Lo Zeruah. So Pinkas, in this Sefer, talks about that. Hashem recalls, he met the Jewish people. We were 600,000 men, not counting the women and the children. So really, we're talking about a nation of about 2 million people. If you think about 600,000, when we say the Jews were 600,000 when they left Egypt, it's really not accurate to say that was how many people there were in Am Yisrael. That was the men only between the ages of 20 to 60. Just a little Torah trivia that's here. of all the men over 60, all the men under 20, all the women, all the children, the Levim are not in that count. You're not talking about 600,000 people who left Mitzrayim. Okay, just keep that in mind. They all followed Moshe Rabbeinu. No one took provisions for the way, not even a bottle of water. My husband makes fun of me. We ever do day trips, which we hardly ever do because they give me stress. But he says, I'm like packing for a bar mitzvah. He says, Micha, it's not a bar mitzvah. I said, I'm going somewhere. There's no food. Everyone's going to need to eat. He says, they didn't even take, I don't know, it's apparently not in the Jewish DNA back from way back when, but they didn't even take a bottle of water. Perfect faith. After 3 days of walking in the desert, they did not find water. This is in Parshas Beshalach, Shemos Perek Yedzayah. 3 days, 3 nights, the whole nation was without water. They come to Moshe, they say, we need water. But until that point, we never said a word. This demonstrates a one-just relationship with Hashem. The deeds of the Avos, Avram Avinu merited having a son after 100 years. We're coming to the Parshas of Avram Avinu. We meet him at the end of this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, Yitzchak Avinu. And he raised him, and then he received a command from God. Go take him as a slaughter. Slaughter him as a sacrifice. Here. Avram Avinu went. He went. It was a naturally difficult nisayon. It was a tremendous nisayon, but he went to fulfill Hashem's command. The relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people is built on these and similar remembrances. He's saying, what is Hashem remembering? He's remembering the deeds of our patriarchs and our matriarchs when we went after blind faith, followed Hashem. So he says, a beautiful vignette, my father-in-law, Rav Mordechai Leibman, this is what Pinchas saying, was born in Brainsk, B-R-A-I-N-S-K, Brainsk, a shtetl in eastern Poland. At the age of 13, he left the shtetl and he went to learn in yeshiva. In those days, they would send the kids far to yeshiva. There was no dormitory in one Shabbos. He was sent to for the meals to the home of a very poor Jew. They would take them out to eat meals at other places. The home which my father-in-law was raised was not wealthy, but they had food on the Shabbos table. The home of the current host on Shabbos was dark. Only two candles burned on the table. The meal was meager, a piece of bread, a central bowl of soup from which you took a few spoons. You know, one time when I was in Israel for seminary, way back when, I went with a friend to her cousin's. I think it was in Bnei Brak or near Bnei Brak. I don't think I ever personally experienced such poverty. Not personally. I had a personal, encounter with a family suffering, undergoing such poverty, similar to what Pinchas here describes. On Shabbos, they hardly left any lights on, like one light, one dim light in the kitchen. There was almost no food. Everyone got a bowl with like one drumstick. Dessert was one pineapple ring from like one can pineapple ring. And the grandson was there for Shabbos and he asked for more and they gave him half. I remember Shabbos day, you got a teeny bowl with a drop of cholent. And it was, I still remember. It was a very long time ago. I could see it in my eyes. I still remember. So Pinchas says his father-in-law was in such a situation, but he was a young boy and he was hungry. And he recounted, I was feeling so down, I couldn't even cry. My mother and her Shabbos food came to my mind. I remembered my home. I was so sad. But then I looked at the moon, and I was comforted. I thought, the moon sees my mother. The moon sees me. We are connected. This was his solace. And Rav Pinchas says, I think to myself, when we say, Zechreinu l'chayim, melech chafetz b'chayim. These are the exact same words the Chassam Sofer cried out. The Vilna God, Rashi cried out. Rabbi Akiva, all the Gedolei Yisrael, we're connected. I have a relationship with the past. And Pinchas says, and I'm specifically bringing this up now because in our Sefer, we just said we must have a personal relationship with Hashem. The depth of Hashem's love for the Jewish people and our depth of love for Him is opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Listen what he says. Here's an example. A Jew comes to Shul on an ordinary morning. He should feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there with him. He opens the siddur. You know, there's a story told of Elimelech Biderman tells over the story that someone in Eretz Yisrael went to ask one of the Gedolim a shayla. His wife was told she needed a serious surgery. Should they do the surgery? So the posek said you should do the surgery. Then he said, you know, it's time to daven mincha. Let's go daven, and we'll continue our discussion after. He went to daven mincha. Biderman tells us over, and after mincha, the Gadol said you should not do the surgery. So the man said, you told me I should do the surgery. He says that was before mincha. After mincha, I'm telling you, don't do the surgery. So you open your siddur, you feel Hashem is right there with you, and you think the Chafetz Chaim Sofer, the Vilna Gaon, the Chafetz Chaim all prayed, all daven from a siddur like this. This siddur didn't start with me, but the past of the Jewish people. Not only that, profound secret matters are in the world's words of this tefillah. If I skip a few of the mizmarim and psukei dezimra, I don't know what treasures I'm losing. Every person has a secret that only he knows. Listen to this. If someone asks him to reveal his secret, he might answer, it's not your business. He could also answer, I can't explain the secret. You would not understand. So everyone has personal matters that they do not reveal to others. When I was a young bachar, I learned in yeshiva in America, one year on Yom Kippur, before Ne'ilah, we shouted out the words of Tefillah so loud, the non-Jewish neighbors started throwing things at the window. A pinkus is saying this, so we would quiet down. They were concerned what was going on down there. If one of those non-Jews would have come to me and asked me why I was shouting in my prayer, I would not have been able to answer. I would say, I'm sorry, but it's a secret you do not understand. Now I'm quoting, quote, it's hard to say this, but if someone does not feel that there is a secret between he and Hashem, he is lacking a bit of Jewishness in his heart. I don't think I would say that by myself, but I'm going to say this again, which is why I'm bringing it to you Dafka now. It is hard to say this, but if someone does not feel there is some point in his life, some point that is secret between he and Hashem, then he is lacking some Jewishness in his heart. We have to find a point of connection and relationship, and that is what the Yamim Tovim helps us with. And he says the Yamim Noram, actually. So the Yamim Noram, we have just left them, and it's a time when there's parts of your personality that are secret between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are feelings, there are vacillations, there are desires, there are prayers that only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows about. And Pinchas goes so far as to say, if a person does not feel that personal relationship with Hashem, which can be enhanced through our Shmir Shabbos, clearly, because that's what he writes, Pinchas says that maybe we're missing something. Maybe we're missing something. It's hard to say, he says, but maybe we're missing something, that Hashem is Avinu, Hashem is Malkeinu, Hashem is the Father who cares about us more than anything, and we have to feel that, quote, we are greeting Hashem, we are receiving His presence, the King is coming here, your best friend is coming here, it's a personal relationship with Hashem. So it is with Shabbos Kodesh. It is the main mitzvah in which we develop a personal relationship with Hashem. So if you want to know how to cultivate, you know, think about it. The whole week you're so busy running around and doing for others and giving and errands and cooking and work and whatever you're busy with, there's not so much time, and putting that in quotes, for the Ribbon Shalom, everything should be L'Shem Shemayim, but you become caught up with the busyness of life. But then you come to Shabbos, and then the King comes to your house, and then all of that fades and slides away because it's a totally different environment. The point is that on Shabbos you can develop, the main mitzvah is you can develop a personal relationship with Hashem. When we greet Shabbos, we are actually greeting the Shechina. Some commentaries explain that when we say the words Bo'i Kala in the pew of the Chadodi, the word Kala refers to Shabbos itself, but others say Kala refers to the Shechina. So this is, the two women who discussed this were not here, are not here today, but one of them said, the fact, how do we reconcile that Shabbos is the queen and Shabbos is the king? I believe one of them said that perhaps we could say Hashem is the king and Shabbos is the queen, right? Is that what it is? Yeah. So here we see the Kala refers to the Shechina. So that would make sense. That would relate to what was said. Hashem is the king and the Shechina, the manifestation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, is the Kala. But in truth, it's the same thing. Whether the Kala refers to Shabbos or whether Kala refers to the Shechina, it's the same thing. Greeting Shabbos is greeting the Shechina. So when you greet Shabbos, you're greeting the Shechina. And that's what we said. We're not preparing for the company who comes, even though of course you should, but ultimately everything we're doing is preparing to be the Shechina, to enhance our personal relationship with Hashem. It's something we have to work on. It's like any relationship. We have to work on a relationship. If you do not work on a relationship with anybody, with children, with spouses, with friends, with siblings, so what happens? It's going to be lost. It is a constant effort to work on a personal relationship, so to your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a lifetime of avodah. If you think it's a given, it's just going to happen. So let your personal relationships just be a given and not work on them. And what will happen to them? They won't last. Let us imagine a very, very busy man. Oh, I told you this mashal outside already. A very, very busy man. He has no time to buy matzah. Come Seder night. Everyone has matzah. It's the next mashal, actually. Everyone has matzah except for him. He goes to the neighbor's house. He knocks on the door. He asks for a few matzahs. I forgot to buy. It was too busy. What did you say? An embarrassing moment. And it's so interesting that we all know this to be true. We make time for what's important. The things we say we don't have time for, the things that are not important to us, because somehow we make time for whatever is important for us. So we have to remember to make time and make space for Hashem in our lives. Then we don't have time to buy matzah, you have time for everything else. For him, it may be embarrassing, but he didn't hurt anyone's feelings. The matzahs weren't insulted that he forgot to buy them. Now let's imagine that this busy man's dear parents, this is the mashal we told them, for him, they're coming for Shabbos. We will arrive on Thursday with the 6 o'clock train. After a long journey, they arrive, they're very tired, they step off the train, there's no one waiting. We went through this already. They call their son, and he says, oh right, a sigh, I forgot. They catch a cab, they arrive at the son's home, they remove their bags. Hello, is anyone home? Everyone's very busy right now from somewhere else. You know, just come in, sit down, please make yourselves comfortable. We'll see you Friday evening at the Shabbos table. They're not ready. We wouldn't do this to our parents. When our mother and father come for visit, you drop everything. You should welcome them. You hello, a kiss, bring them to the house. You offer them water, a drink. What can I do for you? Anything less is insulting. If someone's parents arrived, if I know one is waiting, it's insulting, bless you. They feel snubbed. They might consider spending Shabbos elsewhere. Why am I here? I want to go somewhere else. You don't want the Shechina to come to your home and say, nobody here is ready for me. That's very beautiful how I feel that the beginning of the Sefer is really just... not really just, but it's touching upon the idea of welcoming Shabbos, which is what the title is, welcoming Shabbos. So before we even get to Shabbos itself, we're spending time working on being ready to greet Shabbos. So after all, why do we have to spend Shabbos here, the parents would say? It doesn't seem we're wanted. Do they think they are the only address in town? We have friends who will be happy to see us. We need to show Hashem we're happy. And whatever makes us feel excited for Shabbos and whatever we could transmit, bless you, to our children, you know, one of my kids just said the other week, it was so sweet, that the chicken soup and challah on Friday night is one of the highlights of his week. No, that's a quote. But you know, whatever you make Shabbos special in your home, work on it. You're greeting the Shechina, not only the good food and not only your friends. Shabbos is coming, but we are too busy. And the world in which we live, we are so busy. And we hardly make time for Hashem. So when we prioritize and we ask, do we have time for the grocery? Do we have time to exercise or go to the gym? Do we have time for, you know, taking care of our personal selves, from manicures to makeup to shade till to clothing? It's good and it should. You shouldn't look like a shmata. We should look like Bakavadik people. It's true. But are we too busy for Hashem? Are we too busy for Shabbos? Hashem's knocking on the door. Just wait another few minutes. We're not ready when Shabbos arrives. We aren't awaiting her. If we fail to welcome Shabbos and show we care about her, she might decide she has somewhere else to go, leaving our home devoid of her wonderful Kedusha and Shabbos. So I'm going to bring out a very beautiful Aruch Chaim on Shabbos. We're understanding that we have to be ready for Shabbos before she comes. So in Sefer Shemos, in Parshas Kitisa, the last five parshas of Shemos, Truma, Tetzava, Kitisa, Vayako, and Pakude, deal with Binyan and Melechas and Mishkan. Truma, Tetzava, the beginning of Kitisa, and then Vayako, Pakude. Kitusa is also Chet HaEgo thrown in there. But so the Pasuk says, in the middle of learning about Mishkan, Sheishas Yamim Ye Asa Melecha, for 6 days you should do work, Ayimim Paraglam at Aleph Pasuk Tesvav. Uba Yamash Vi Shabbat, Shabbaton, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Kodesh Lashem, it is a Shabbos, Kodesh Lashem, Kola Osa Melecha, Ba Yamash Shabbos Mosimas, whoever does work on Shabbos will die. So what is the connection between not doing Shabbos and Melecha and Mishkan? What does Chazal teach us? That even though you have to build the Mishkan when Shabbos comes, you stop working. What are the 39 malachos? They were all malachos that were required for Binyan HaMishkan. So what they did, they had to dye the fabrics. So we're not allowed to dye. My daughter was just telling me, she said, oh, we're learning in school, 11th grade in TMM, about tea scents. How do you make tea on Shabbos? So I said, she said something about using tea scents. I said, that's how I make tea. I use tea scents. Am I doing it right? She said, the class was so confusing. I said, could you please pay attention? Because I need to know if I'm doing it right. So she came home two nights ago. She said, I took notes, mommy. So Baruch Hashem. So one of the shaydas could be, is there tzoveya with food? Do you color food? So if my tea scents have no color, I'm using green tea. Okay, but let's say you're using red tea scents, red tea essence, and it's hot water. Is there tzoveya with, oh, ask your own child. I'm not getting into it. I don't want to tell. I heard it. Whatever. I was doing it correctly, Baruch Hashem, in my home, how she told me.
How do you do it?
First of all, you have a question. I didn't bring my daughter's notes. The first thing she started with, does anyone leave their tea essence on the plata or the blech on Shabbos and then it's hot?
No.
Me neither. Okay. In that instance, I believe she said, I wasn't paying so much attention to that because I don't do that. I don't know anyone who does that. But that would be like from a Kli Rishon and the hot water, because there's no Bishul. They're both boiling hot. I don't do it like that anyway. So, Ein Soveya Ba'ochel, she said, there is no dying with food. However, in certain instances, it's good to be machmir. But the kids are, the way I do it was correct. I take the hot water from the urn, I put it in my cup, and then I pour in my tea essence. Mm-hmm. Is that what everyone else does?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. But again, I preceded that by saying, if you're not sure, please ask your Rav. Vishamru. So, therefore, the pasuk says, for 6 days you should do work. On the seventh day, Shabbat, Shabbaton, Kodesh Hashem. Whoever does work will die. So, even though you have to build the Mishkan, don't think the Mishkan is Docha Shabbos. No. Then the pasuk says, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, la'asos es haShabbos l'dorasam. Bris Olam. Beinu, Bein Bnei Yisrael, Osi Lam, Kishesh, Osi Yamim, Asa Hashem, Asa Shemayim, Vesa Arts, Ovei Amashiv, Shabbos, Vayinafash. What does it mean that he rested? Vayinafash, Shabbos adds a restoration to the stool. Note that last word, Vayinafash, it's the root word of Nefesh. So the Aruch Hayim, I have time. The Aruch Hayim speaks about this. Vishamu Bnei Yisrael, Asa Shabbos, Israel guarded the Shabbos, La'asos, Asa Shabbos, to do Shabbos, to do Rasum for generations, Bris Olam. So the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh says, I was teaching an amazing Aruch Hayim, an absolutely amazing Aruch Hayim this week in a different venue, about Adam and the first sin. It was incredible. So a woman in the class says, I don't agree with him. I said, excuse me. That's what I said. I said, what are you talking about? You don't agree with him. I said, you have to hear what he's saying. The Aruch Hayim HaKadosh, she's Pirushim written with her Kodesh. Don't tell me you don't agree with him. This is amazing. V'sham b'bnei Yisrael Shabbos. Tzarich la'das lama hosif od shmir acheres. We are warned multiple times about Shabbos. In fact, even before we got the Torah in Parshas Yisro, in B'shalach, Sham samlo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisa'u. When Moshe made the water sweet by throwing in a stick, we got a chok and a mishpat. And Rashi says we were given three mitzvahs, para aduma or kibud avayim, depending on the exact years of Rashi, pay aleph or chaf aleph, para aduma kibud avayim, dinin, monetary laws, and Shabbos. Even before Matan Torah, we were commanded about Shabbos. And then Parshas Yisrael and the Aseres Adibos were commanded about Shabbos. And then in Parshas Mishpatim, we're commanded about Shabbos. Look up the Parshas, you'll see it. So the Aruch Hayim is saying, Tzarich Hadas, Lama Husif Ot, Shmira Acheres. This is not the first time I'm hearing about Shabbos. I'm already told about Shabbos. Tzarich Hadas, Kavanas, Omru, La'asos, the Shabbos. Vishamru, B'nai Sos, the Shabbos. La'asos, the Shabbos. What does Vishamru mean? What does La'asos mean? And furthermore, why is he repeating again? You have to do Shabbos again. He gives 6 different answers. No. 8, 9, 10. I'm not quoting all of them. Don't worry. Ulai ki balitzavos. First reason. Perhaps the verse comes to command. Shayishmu leval yavoli de michshol ta'usayam. You should guard Shabbos. Today, maybe it's much easier than in the olden days. I don't know what it was like then. You should keep track of the days properly so you don't lose count and come to the wrong day. Let's say you don't have a calendar app and the whole world doesn't know what day it is, and somehow somebody lost track in your community where they don't know what time it is. I'm serious. So Tuesday night comes and you think now it's Shabbos. So he says, first of all, Yishmu lebal yavodli day michshol. You should not come to a stumbling block. Ta'u sayam. What does ta'u tayam mean? Ta'u sayam. Mistake. It literally means you make a mistake on the day. Kedei la'asos es ha-Shabbos la'am. Amito from the word MS. You should do Shabbos. Doesn't mean truthfully. It means on the proper day. So be careful. The first one is just push up shot. Count the days properly. You better know what day it is. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, k'dei la'asos et haShabbos hayadua. Israel guarded the Shabbos to do the known Shabbos, meaning the right Shabbos, on the right day, on the seventh day, counting from Ma'isa Bereishis. The gam sheyikadesh yamashvi kanizkar b'samach. Furthermore, you should be mekadesh. You should sanctify the 7 days. So first of all, keep the right track. Make sure you know what day it is and be Mekadosh today. A different approach. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. What does Vishamru mean? Guard. I think we would generally say to guard. What does it mean to guard Shabbos? So the Aruch Hayim is going to offer a different pshah in English. I'm going to redo his lashon. Anticipate. What is his proof for the fact, thank you, this is going to come in handy, that Shabbos means to anticipate. If we go to Sefer Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, if anyone remembers, Perek Lamed Zayin is the sale of Yosef. Yosef has dreams. His brothers are very unhappy with his dreams. And he tells them to his brother, and he tells them to his father, and his brothers hate them. But if anybody remembers what it says about his father, if I could just find it in here. Okay. Vayisaperel aviv el achav vayigar bo aviv. he tells his dream about the sun and the moon and the constellations bowing down to him, and his father chastises him. Ma chalam azer shechalamta? What is this dream? Havo navo ani v'imcha. Are we all going to come down to bow down to you? Your mother's not even alive anymore. The brothers are jealous. Is he dreaming of royalty? Is he going to be the king of us? Aviv Shamar Eshadavar. Aviv Shamar Eshadavar. What does that mean? Aviv Shamar Eshadavar. The Or HaChaim says, Od Yitzar Derech Amo V'Aviv Shamar Eshadavar. He quotes that passage. It's from Lamed Zayin Yud Aleph. Peirush mamtin umitzapeh masai yavo. Mamtin, you wait, umitzapeh, you longingly anticipate. When is it going to come? What does it mean to be shomer Shabbos? To wait for Shabbos. So this is actually very interesting. That's not talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not shomer es hadavar anymore. On Shabbos, it's here. You are actively keeping Shabbos when Shabbos comes. Shmira Shabbos in this explanation, again, I told you, he offers 10 interpretations. Lishmar et Shabbos means to wait. You're so excited. It's almost Shabbos. On Tuesday, you say, wow, it's almost Shabbos. And on Wednesday, you say, it's almost Shabbos. When you prepare, you say, it's almost Shabbos. Mamtin u'mitzapeh masayavo. V'hakavanal bazel l'tzavot shelo yihi eh ha-Shabbos kidvar torach. What's a tircha?
A burden.
Hakavana bazeh, the intention, litzavos, to command us, shelo yeh Shabbos kedvar torach. Shabbos should not be a tircha. Did anyone see, it was hysterical, did anyone see the kichos in last week's mishpacha? Yes or no?
Yeah.
The kichos, the last page of mishpacha. Oh, it was hysterical. It was the five stages of grief of a Jewish woman after there was denial, there was acceptance. Like, it was about post-Yom Tov cooking. But one of them, denial, is she's sitting on the couch. If you don't follow the kichos, okay, but it's very cute. And she's sitting on the couch, she says, is it Erev Shabbos again? How could it be Erev Shabbos again? It's been Erev Shabbos for a full month. It was hysterical. But the reality is, l'maisa, we should never look at Shabbos as a tircha. It says in the Robert Tsinkanievsky biography, Allah HaShalom, she was nifter, right, she was just her yurtzeit, that even on Shabbos HaGadol, they would have a cake in honor of Shabbos. Not a Pesach cake, a cake in honor of Shabbos. Shabbos is coming, and this is Shabbos. So we should never look at, the command is, Shamar es hadavar, b'shamu b'nei Yisrael. So Shabbos means, b'nei Yisrael, anticipate and wait for Shabbos. You should never see Shabbos as a tircha. Letzad minias malachas haratzon u'metzor chavetz. We're preventing minias malachas haratzon. We're prevented from doing work. We're preventing from seeking our weekday needs. What should our attitude be? Tzrichin lismoach bo. What does that mean? Simcha. You should be happy. You should rejoice in Shabbos. Bishleimus haratzon, with full desire. V'chavetz badavar. You long for Shabbos. V'tamid yihyeh mamtin u'metzapeh masayivo. His father was waiting. When would these dreams come true? His brothers hated him, but the father knew that there was some, perhaps, degree of nevuah here, and his father's waiting. Tamid, always and consistently, hiyam mamtin, you should be waiting. Umitzapeh, and you should be longing. Masayavo, when is Shabbos coming? V'amru la'asos es ha-Shabbos, lishlol ha-kavana b'chevetz mitzvah ha-Shabbos, l'margoy ha-guf, l'r'og ha-she'esarag. Oh, one's intention in desiring Shabbos, b'chevetz ha-mitzvah, what should your kavana be when you long for Shabbos? It should not be to rest the body and enjoy the earthly delights. That's not why you should be excited that Shabbos is coming. Because now I get to read the chichos, and now I get to be on the couch, except that if you're speaking, like tomorrow, and Shabbos is such a short day, you don't have so much time anyway, but it should not be.
Can that also be why I anticipate Shabbos?
Say it again.
Can that also be why I anticipate
Shabbos? So, why? Can that also be why?
Yeah.
I think it can, I don't know. I anticipate Shabbos for that reason also. But we should then try and have the proper kavana. And welcome me the Shechina, and this is part of my oneg, and the rest is for my neshama and for my goof, so I can have the simcha Shabbos. Why should you be so anticipating and excited for Shabbos? Letzad asos mitzvos haShabbos. You are shamar the Shabbos, you anticipate Shabbos, so you could be la'asot, so you can keep the mitzvos. Velo letachlis hamurgashos, not for the purpose of enjoying comfort. So, like I said to the lady about the Or HaChaim, we can't say we don't agree with the Or HaChaim, chas v'shalom. We should anticipate Shabbos because it's an opportunity for mitzvot. If we're not there yet, added mitzvot, it's an opportunity for having a secret with Hashem. It's an opportunity for working on our relationship. You have to work on every relationship, including the relationship with God, and that Shabbos gives us that opportunity. So if I'm not there yet, then I have to work on being there. Time is out. Okay, we still have time. Oh, dear tzal, derech amram zal. Shetzarich, oh! Another reason. What is Shmira Shabbos? Lahosif Mechol al Kodesh. That's one of the first, Mechol al Kodesh. It's one of the first ideas that we spoke about in our class. Lahosif Mechol al Kodesh. What is he talking about? Bring it in Shabbos. Early lohosif mehachol ala kodesh velo limana mimlacha achar sheyagia. You should not stop doing work after Shabbos comes. That's what we read here. You're going to say, oh, I'll meet you at the Friday night table. I'm not ready for you yet. You should not stop your work after it comes. Vitznot seis yom ha-Shabbos. And after Shabbos blossoms, that's when you stop doing your work. No. Tzarich lehachin atzmo b'kdushas ha-Shabbos. You need to prepare yourself for the holiness of Shabbos. V'yotzei kechason likros kalach. The groom does not wait till the moment of the wedding to say, oh, now I'm starting to get ready. It's a little bit too late. She's walking down the aisle and you're saying, now I'm getting ready. You're totally not ready. Nothing's prepared. You didn't take your chasen classes. You don't have an apartment. You don't have any furniture. You don't have a chuppah. You don't have a suit. You don't have a ring. You don't have edim. Now she's walking down the aisle and you're going to say, now I'm going to get ready. What are you talking about? Now you're going to go. You're going to tell her, please wait. I'll meet you at the meal. Think about it. Tzarich lahachin atzmo b'kdusha Shabbos. V'yetzei kechason likras kala. Remember I told you that the first time I lit Shabbos candles early after our first class, I was sitting on the couch and it was the most intense, lofty experience. And I really thought to myself, because of this class and then because of Sean Lawrence, who texted me and I took upon myself, as was Hashem Belinator, to take Shabbos early if possible. I'm waiting for Shabbos. Shabbos is not waiting for me. The Or HaChaim writes, V'yeh Yoshev, Umishamer ad sheyagiha Shabbos. You should be sitting and on guard. That's shmir. That's the second interpretation until Shabbos comes. And I like the chazan who sees the kala walking down, and now you start getting ready. You didn't do a thing. So shamar in this case means Yosef mechol al kodesh. And this is what we've been talking about. Not to stop the work once Shabbos arrives. However, you should be like the chazan going to greet the kala v'yehiyeh Yosef. Umishamer, you should be sitting and guarding ad sheyagiha Shabbos. La asoso. What does la asoso mean? So the shmira means, shamu b'nei sos Shabbos means, you should be sitting and waiting. You should be ready. You're the chasan who every single arrangement has been absolutely made in advance. You're ready for the wedding. You could not be more ready. I have a cousin who works full time with a bunch of little kids, and her husband also works full-time, more than full-time, a couple of jobs, and they're very, very hardworking. She says they do the shopping. Her husband does the shopping Wednesday night. She does all the shopping Thursday night. She says to me, it's cooking Thursday night. She has told me in the past, she said, Shabbos could come to my house Thursday night. Literally, she says, everything is cooked. Okay. I was at Shabbos coming to my house Thursday night. It's an unbelievable milah. V'yeh Yoshev u'mishamer ad sheyagiha Shabbos la'asoso peirush l'kayim ma'asim hatzrichim bo. So once you're ready, the shmira, Shabbos comes, you're ready la'asoso to do Shabbos. You're not getting ready on Shabbos, chas v'sham. Od yirtzer ba'amro la'asoso es ha-Shabbos ki ma'asha mosif mechal ha-Kodesh yaskim Hashem l'kroso Shabbos. Hashem is masking with you. The time you take from chol and make Kodesh, Hashem is masking Likroto to call it Shabbos. Hashem says those that minute, that 3 minutes, that 10 minutes, that's not called chol anymore. That's not Yom HaShishi. That is now Yom HaShvi. Hashem, look at these words. I'm not making this up. Masha Mosif Mechol Al Kodesh Yaskim Hashem Likroto Shabbos. Hashem is masking with you. Look at that. That's unbelievable. Hashem comes and says, I agree with you. You know, this is not weekday anymore. This is Shabbos. V'nimtza zeha ish osa Shabbos mamash. It is found that the person literally make Shabbos. What does it mean? Remember, we're trying to understand why we're commanded to be Shomer HaShabbos, and what is La'asoso? So this interpretation means La'asoso, you literally made Shabbos. How so? Hashem says Shabbos started, I don't know, today, what's 18, 33 and 18 is 51. Okay, exact moment of Shabbos, even though we all light candles a little early, would be 5:33 plus 18 minutes to Shkia. So Hashem says that's the exact moment when Shabbos comes into the world in our time zone, 5:51. You took Shabbos upon yourself at 5:30, 3 minutes early. Hashem says you are la'asos, you just made Shabbos. What does it mean? Literally, you made the cake, you made the challah, you made the chicken soup, you make Shabbos. You created Shabbos, and Hashem is masking with you. That's exactly what he says. V'nimtza ze'ish osa Shabbos mamish. It's a literal interpretation. You made Shabbos, and Hashem says, I agree. You made Shabbos. Kishaos miyom shishi. the hours from the sixth day, what we call Friday, the Gam Shals Miyam Rishon, and the hours when me and Leah always text who's going in carpool and who's not going in carpool, and the hours of the first day, Sunday, Shehem Chol, Osim Oso Shabbos. You made part of Friday, and you made part of Sunday into Shabbos. That is La'asos Eso Shabbos. That is incredible. Can we do one more?
Yeah.
Old, because my car door was open, so we missed some time. Od Yirtza, thank you so much. Od Yirtza al Derech Amamzal. Another point. Beautiful. We just had Parshas Bereishis in last week's Parsha. Amma Shabbos, how many days of, are the days of the week even or odd?
Odd.
It's a very easy question. If they're odd, that means there are how many pairs and how many are left out? Three pairs, is that what you said? Because I didn't hear. And one extra. Amma Shabbos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos came. Last week's parasha, Vayechul Shemayim Varetz V'Chotzon, Vayechalukim B'Amishvim L'Ach Torah Shos. So the reason you know this is because it's from Parag Beis, Psukim Aleph through Dalet. It's also Kiddush Friday night. Kiddush Friday night is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Kiddush Friday, Shabbos day is a d'rabbanan. Kiddush Friday night is a d'oraisa. Shabbos comes along and says, before Hashem, L'kulam Nasata Ben Zug, everybody has a partner. V'li Lo Nasata Ben Zug, I do not have a partner. Amar lo, and the footnote says, Sunday with Monday, Yom Rishon with Sheni, Shlishi with Revi, Chamishi with Shishi, and then Shabbos comes and says, I don't have anyone. Amar lo, Arei Yisrael. Hashem said, who will be your partner? Knesset Yisrael. Ad kan. Ki hinei HaShabbos chaser prat echan miprate HaShleimus. Shabbos was missing something from Shleimus. Shabbos was incomplete. Could you imagine? Shabbos was incomplete. V'tikonohu, the tikkun for Shabbos is al yedei sheyishmiruhu Yisrael. We are masaking the loneliness of Shabbos. Shabbos feels jealous, so to speak. All the components have a benzuk. Lo tov heyos ha'adam levado. Everyone needs an ezer connecto. Everyone needs someone to fulfill him. When one is alone, that's not good. That's why we give the machatzis hashaka. Why do we give a machatzis hashaka? Why don't you give a whole shaka? Because what do we demonstrate? That no Jew is complete on his own. I'm only half. You complete me, and you complete her, and everyone closer to Ravim Sabbath. So Shabbos comes along, and Shabbos says, I don't have a Ben Zug. I'm lonely. Hashem says, your tikkun will be that Israel will guard you. That's why B'Sham Ben Yisrael es HaShabbos. We come to Shabbos and say, we will take care of you. We will guard you. We will be the Ben Zug. We will have your back. La'asos es HaShabbos is the tikkun. So the Shmira, according to this interpretation, it's so beautiful. The Shmira is, we are going to watch out for and guard Shabbos. It's our responsibility because we are the other half of Shabbos. La'asos is the tikkun for Shabbos. Why did Shabbos need a tikkun? Shabbos was lonely. Shabbos had something lacking. Shabbos had a deficiency. What was the deficiency? Shabbos is alone. We come and we've been misaking that. Shabbazay yutukan ma'ase shel Shabbos. Shabbos has a tikkun. V'nim tzolo benzu. And Shabbos has a partner. We are the partner. So let's just review before we close. I just want to see something. Oh, beautiful. I finished the Aruch Haim, the parts that I wanted to tell you. I'm going to review them al raga echa so that we, before we close, we can remember them. Our question was, we have to be commanded about Shabbos again? We said, we got in Bashach, we got in Yisro, we got in Mishpatim. If you look through the parshas in Shmos, you'll see it appears in almost every single parsha, starting from Bashach. So what do I need? Rav Soloveitchik quotes a fascinating medrash that the Yidden, the Jews in Mitzrayim, before they were officially Am Yisrael Matan Torah, used to read from scrolls on Friday night. It was from the medrash. On Shabbos, they would read from scrolls of Bereishis, the stories of their ancestors. So even in Mitzrayim, there was some idea of Shabbos. Now, in Kitisa, you need to tell me about Shabbos, and what is Vishamru, and what is Lasos. So the first answer is, does anyone remember the first answer? You should make sure to count properly. You have to know when is really Yom Rishon, not your Yom Rishon. Don't get confused. Don't bring in Shabbos on Tuesday. That's not Shabbos. That was the first answer. The second answer was based on Aviv Shamar Es HaDevar, Lamed Zayin Yod Av. You anticipate. You wait. You are excited for Shabbos. It should not be a tircha. You should be besimcha. Not only because you're resting your physicality, but because you're doing mitzvos. Third reason we gave is about adding Tosefta Shabbos, that when you add from Chol to Kodesh, Hashem is masking with you. You just made Shabbos. La'asos, your Shamar Shabbos, by adding on from the profane to the holy. And Hashem says, you made Shabbos, meaning now it's really Shabbos. Before it wasn't Shabbos. I said this wasn't Shabbos. You said it's Shabbos, I'm masking. Furthermore, last interpretation. Does anybody remember the final one we ended with? It was beautiful. I just don't hear.
Huh?
Very, very nice. Shabbos is lacking. Somehow Shabbos is a lack in shleimus. How do you imagine such a thing? Shabbos is lack in shleimus. Everything in creation has a ben zug. I don't have a ben zug. When we are shamar, when we guard Shabbos, like a partner should look out for the other, we are being mitakein the fact that Shabbos did not have a ben zug. So very, very beautifully covered a lot of material, Baruch Hashem. Thank you to our hostess and her family, and Be'ezrus Hashem.